and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
39 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies scattered around the state. You can listen online anytime, wherever you are, at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then the Justice Department has all but abolished its public corruption unit. But that has presented a bit of an opportunity for recently fired DOJ lawyers.
Public corruption and rooting it out of our government is really our passion.
More on former government lawyers who are now starting their own firms coming up shortly on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Winter storm watch going into effect Friday evening through late Saturday night for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Franklin, Greenwood, Lyon, Neosho, Osage, Wilson and Woodson counties. Also Lynn and Miami counties, they might get a bit less snow. The further south you go, the more snow you are likely to get. It's sort of unusual, but that's how it is. We will have a better sense of exactly where this storm will land. Wouldn't be shocked to see that winter storm watch expand dramatically tomorrow, but we need more data, and as soon as we get it, we will tell you about it.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting a screening of the documentary Unbroken, featuring Free State Festival founder Malo Angel and director Beth Lane, January 22nd at 6 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org.
39 degrees in Lawrence, 38 in Atchison, 49 in Chanute. It is 6:20.
From the rule of law.
Why Rahm Emanuel says he may run for president tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 39 degrees in Lawrence. It is 38 in Atchison, 43 in Emporia. It's 6:30.
Evidence and no further detail. It said the strike was conducted with the required chain of command. But
that was Honest Baba. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's start with the weather. A winter storm watch going into effect Friday evening all the way through late Saturday night for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Franklin, Greenwood, Lyon, Neosho, Osage, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That includes Emporia, Garnett, Overbrook, Linden, and Chanute. 4 to 7 inches of snow possible. The further south you go, the more likely you are to get those higher amounts of snow. Locally higher amounts are possible, and wind chills between minus 10 and minus 20 are possible. That same winter storm watch for Lynn and Miami counties in Kansas, including Osawatomie, Lacine, and Lewisburg, up to 5 inches of snow possible there. And an extreme cold watch going into effect Friday morning, running all the way through the weekend through Monday morning for Chase, Allen, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Wind chills in the dangerous range, down around minus 20. Again, both the winter storm watch and extreme cold watch. I would not be shocked to see those expanded a little bit here in the next 48 hours. We will have more data tomorrow morning, and we'll certainly update you as soon as we know more from the National Weather Service. In other news, former Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius has endorsed State Senator Ethan Corson in the Democratic Party's race for the gubernatorial nomination. The Kansas Reflector reports that Sebelius made the endorsement on Wednesday, praising Corson's record and leadership. The August primary has evolved into a contest between Corson, who is from Fairway, and State Senator Cindy Holscher of Overland Park. Semi-finalists in the so-called Oscars of the culinary world were announced on Wednesday. Five Kansas City area restaurants made the cut. An outstanding cocktail service, a Japanese-inspired pub, and a speakeasy in Shawnee among this year's nominees for the James Beard Foundation Award. And for the second year in a row, the Town Company received two separate nods for Outstanding Pastry Chef or Baker and for Best Chef Midwest category. Executive Pastry Chef Helen Jo Leach and her husband, Executive Chef Johnny Leach, are the driving forces behind the restaurant.
There's nothing but bright things in the future for the city, and it's just a great time to be here and doing what we're doing.
The James Beard Foundation will announce the award winners in June up in Chicago. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with low around 19 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 5 degrees with wind chill values down around minus 10 after midnight tomorrow night. 20% chance of snow Friday during the day. Much colder, highs around 13 degrees, wind chill values as low as minus 12, and a 70% chance of snow Friday night. This is KPR.
It's All Things.
This is radio, Steve. I don't have to answer.
Okay, it's fine.
New interviews.
Tony Braxton, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, sis. It's so good.
And must-hear stories.
Apparently the farm had heard that cows like jazz music.
Join us for something new every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have the latest regional news, including the latest on the weather. It's a great way to start off your day in an informed way.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Lots of other frequencies all around the state. Thanks for joining us. We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come with you till 7 o'clock. 7:01 news headlines on your KPR1 stations, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music, followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR2 up next at 7 o'clock, we will have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, and this is KPR.
Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from your part-time controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting, yptc.com/NPR. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. This is NPR.
Sometimes the best New Year's resolution is to keep a healthy habit going strong. So keep joining us weekday mornings for Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, at KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall, showing four of the Coen Brothers films in January and February, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Fargo, True Grit, and The Big Lebowski. Showtimes and tickets can be found at libertyhall.net.
In less than a minute, we'll have an update of news headlines. Then it's Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Steve Seal as your host. You can check out the playlist by visiting Classical 24, the number 24, the word classical, the number 24.org. It's 39 degrees in Lawrence. It is 44 in Topeka. We are going to see very low temperatures rolling into the area in the next 48 hours. Stay tuned to KPR. We'll bring you the latest once we know it. It's 7:01. The news is next.